Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
¿Escuchas ese rugido? ¿Sientes la experiencia de poder? ¿La emoción de la libertad? Ya estás preparado para vivir tu nueva aventura. Nueva Ram 1500, hecha para vivir. Ram es una marca registrada de FCA US LLC.
Your superstation, Joy 99.7 FM and Joy Prime will be joining forces with Latif Abubakar and the team to bring you the reenactment of that Independence Day speech. We'll be live on Joy FM, and thankfully, Edem Naite is there and she joins me live with what to expect tonight. Edem, what am I missing?
MFI, if you can hear my background, you should know that the program has already started. And so you and I are denying our audience of enjoying the program.
I'm sorry.
But we are already on air, and so we can cross over now. Thank you.
Freedom! 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 That new African is ready to fight his own battle and show that, after all, the black man is capable of managing his own affairs. And my last warning to you is that you all should stand firm behind us so that we can prove to the world that when the African is given a chance, he can show to the world that he's somebody.
Oman yemi mana yeni baby ako wacha zaza ya wareni wansom wanyini pa nasazi pa ufeoye yambo yenburaiye nobeye ya ufiye nara
Oman beye ya ufiye nara
yenara
Aset na ebeto pona ofri yenara
yenara
Oman beye ya ofri yenara
yenara
yemo yemura iye no beye ya
ofri yenara
Oman beye ya ofri yenara
yenara
Aset na ebeto pona ofri yenara
yenara
Oman beye ya
Yenara,
Yenara,
Yemo Yemura Iye, Nobeye Ya, Ofri Yenara,
Yemo Yemura Iye,
Nobeye Ya, Ofri Yenara, Yemo Yemura Iye, Nobeye Ya, Ofri Yenara, Yemo Yemura Iye, Nobeye Ya, Ofri Yenara.
Hey, you want more day? Come here, Naga. Please, let's clap for them. They have done so well. Ha! When I grow up, I would like to become like them. Oh, beneath the vast and starry night, where Ghana's heart and soul do lies, we at Joy 99.7 are here to introduce you to the Ghana month with open arms. We are here to celebrate our culture, yes, our deep and vast culture through the present and the past. Let the drums roll. We are celebrating Ghana. Celebrating Ghana in Ghana's month, in Ghana's glory, by joyous Ghanaians. Kwe, you heard them sing. It's Uncle Len's voice. You match on your voice, eh? Growing up, after we will gather around by the fireside and then we sing. You want to hear my voice? Ah, can you small? You can't be there. You're touching. I'm in Sunny. Ila lo ingala. Eh na mini stane pone kan ye small mi mala jenzi ye ba nugan la la mene Ah. Mingbla, mingbla cholele, mingbla, mingbla cholele, mingbla sasaite, wole malo, manalo maye, ao. Wole malo, manalo mae, wafe, wangbla, tolele, wangbla, tolele, wangbla sasaite, wole malo, manalo wae, aho, hey, hey, kwe, eh, atwe, ufane ta onu amini nu onu, I think anyone say, jelo ni wata o. On tower wolo. Eh? Wolo. So at this point, I think we need to evoke a concentrated imaginative awareness. So with the melodies, charms of the talking drums, Ghana.
I have come from the place of distant dreams into memory, holding to step into time, and then we can begin a telling, a retelling, and then a reliving of all the essences that make us a people. I am a lonely dreamer, traveling to distant places to nest my germinating journeys and to seed my adventures as fruit for my daring. I am this jubilating fruit, swinging the visible joys of a breezy day, and I remain the hefty tongue of conscience, housed in the cheeks of time, awaiting the next eternity to speak light to this chaos of the world. I hide my fears in the hollows of the phantom from, and when it's out on the rattles and the strings, we dare to say, man can only be as true as his mother tongue. Your money sumain, a child who will live long needs no charm. And so on the day that the Creator rested, he gave us a seed. Not just one, he gave us six. And out of the six, the Creator himself became seven. And that was how our nation was completed. They say my words are heavy. They say I speak in riddles. Of course, I speak the elevated tongues of the elders. Because as a people, we are pregnant with dreams and visions and aspirations, hoping that one day this drama will end. Let us not forget, we are simply a scene in the whole picture of scenes that have rolled before. While we hold the stage, let us contribute our very best. When we get to the next chapters, we would have been added to the history of this place. I have never known and will never know any colonial master. I was born a free Ghanaian, and I will hand over a freer future to the generation that has yet to enter the thoughts of time. I dare ask you, who are you? Where are you from? What is your name? What do you know of this country? Who is Ghana? Beyond the realms of the warrior king, what were his exploits? Who has she birthed? Who are her children? True, she has suffered pain. She has suffered light. And so Mother Ghana has had her children rape her, give children to children. Indeed, who cannot be named, yet she has had some prestigious sons. a bibri mo hema a titiri to ho atwede eso no ama wodi anka wodi sikapudio na jeje o magro and so woni papa ye be bo dimpa abosu bo ye be kan papa kan boni e kan papa nko anka wo your buffo ago ago ago
amen.
All men sleep, some choose to dream, for dreams are the preserve of the chosen. Yet others chose to wake up and lend feet to their dreams, and so the seeds of freedom were planted in their dreams, and they woke up and lent legs to it, taking lashes on their backs, lashes on their dreams, lashes on their hopes. And we today dare, beyond beating the animal skins, we choose to beat our chest, because we are a free people. The chest is as good as a drum as any animal skin could ever be. When we have stopped to beat it, we take a solemn pledge to give our very best to this nation, this place, this crossroads of dreams, this market of nine moons, wherein the Creator gave us in the very beginning light, and we had water for so many other reasons. And so every single bead of sweat is a story too long to be told in this youthfulness of midnight. I'm the writer king who sips communion wine from the calabash. I did not come to pour libation. Son, where the sun falls in our backyard, and in the cool of evening the Creator descends to enjoy the breeze. Welcome to this crossroads of dreams. Welcome to this market of nine moons. Welcome to the center of the world, where our work confuses them and so they choose to call it dance. Where our daily life is so intricate they choose to call it drama. Where our tongue twist and the art of eloquence holds very little mystery to us. My place is short. I must go. For I will be that eternal watchman with eyes sophisticated than these 3D, seeing realities go and come, with histories too heavy for my mouth to tell that you only must see, words too special just for the chosen that your ears must hear. And so, for 30 and one nights, we present to you the richness, the wealth, the womb stashed in the storehouse of the Creator himself. Welcome to Ghana, this place where gold is reality.
Hey! Hey! I'm a proud Ghanaian. Mokubake. I am proud in being Ghanaian. Hey, please, be a proud Ghanaian. Anyways, don't mind me. I know you know why we are here. See, sometimes when we are growing old, we don't want to be left alone. We always want to be everywhere so that people will see us. So please forgive me for coming here when I wasn't invited. But as a grandma, Dede Jangmaki Akono, I have to be here. Give me the opportunity to introduce to you the right person who is supposed to come here and tell you what you want to hear. Ole, this person here, she weaves words like silk. Her voice greets the dawn, and that voice always promises a new beginning. Her vision is as vast as the horizon, and she steps forward to charge the Ghana month course with grace, dignity, and poise. She wears the shoes of the program's manager at Joy 99.7 FM. She alone knows why we are here. Meaning, don't be Inle Shelly. So, she is going to connect the dots. She is Adam Knight. Hey!
Mama, Akpanalo.
Monsu Akpel, Dana, can you? You're waiting for
my day. Grandma, oh, my dear, I can't in Yemo, but who live Yemo?
Ah, you my job.
Mado, a fiena miakata. Madako, come here for Fia miakata, me a little bit of fiena me. And let me say a very big Thank you to all of you for tuning in right here on Joy 99.7 FM, also on Joy Prime. And we're also live on all our social media platforms on Joy 997, on all the social media platforms, and also at Joy Prime TV. Thank you indeed for being a part of history. Now, let me tell you a short story. Some 10 years ago, the drive team, which, you know, I was a very strong part of, we were thinking about, it was about March, and we were thinking about what spectacular thing we can do for our audience in the month of March. And then we got into the thinking process, what can we do? We went through the process, and that's how come we started coming up with ideas of Ghana Month. And then on the 6th of March that same year, we invited vendors who, you know, cook local dishes to come and set up at the forecourt of Joy FM, where we served local dishes to our audience who passed by. We didn't take anything from them, it was free. And it was very interesting how people just embraced the idea for the first time and came around, and then we celebrated 6th March together. And that's how we actually birthed Ghana Month. And that day for us was Ghana Day. And this has actually become a national sensation that everybody is celebrating Ghana Month. 10 years on.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
We are very, very grateful for the unflinching support we have enjoyed from all of you. Our brands are grateful. If I will walk you through a little bit of the things we have done over the past 10 years. We've conquered Ghana together. Those of you who were on that trip together. Kayaking, we've gone together. The Afajato Conquest, we have done it. We have celebrated many editions of the Made in Ghana Fair. And this evening, we're doing something really very new. And so if you are sitting behind your television set or you're listening to us on radio, please send word around quickly to everybody who is not tuned in or watching that they are missing something historic. They should be part of this reenactment we are doing as we have celebrated Ghana Month 10 years on. This evening, we will relive that night through the combined efforts of Joy 99.7 FM, Joy Prime, and Latif Abubakar and the Globe Productions. We are bringing you the reenactment amidst drumming and dancing, the choir singing, and lots of other entertaining aspects of this. Now, come tomorrow morning, Joy Prime is going to bring you the first show of Ghana Month. It's going to be Folk Tales by the Fireside, Anansi's Stories. You don't want to miss it. And at 1:30 p.m. on Joy FM, we are also going to be launching Ghana Month, and we're going to be telling you all the activities that we're going to bring to you in this month of March. You don't want to miss any of that. But before I go, let me also tell you, there's one adventurous thing happening this month of March that if you're Ghanaian or you are living in Ghana, you don't have to miss. That is the Eastern Camp Adventure. For once, we want you to join us to go and experience tent accommodation. We will be pitching camp on top of the Ebre Mountains, somewhere very serene. Tent accommodation. We're going to be visiting Ewukuga. We will go to the Asinima Waterfalls. And then we will have lots of other entertaining activities. The Sapo Park, we will be there. And then the jungle party, there's going to be Jaman. It's by the fireside and lots of activities. It's on the 16th through to the 17th, and you do not want to miss it. And so why don't you grab your phones right now very quickly, and then 059-308-8842. 059-308-8842. 8842. It's only 1,500 cedis. It covers your transportation, full board meals, and everything else. After you pay, you're not paying anything anymore. On that adventurous note, I'd like to hand over the mic back to Mama. But Mama, please, Mother Kuku, Baji DVA, let me say some thank yous here. A very big thank you to and Anita and Mirabel, who have been really very supportive. George Ano and the television crew. Thank my boss, Fifi Kumsin, and also Emily Nyako, manager for Joy Prime Television. Geshen, you have been, you know, amazing. And then Latif Abubakar and the Globe Productions team. Thank you all very much for making this production a success. And I think I have... Mama, I'll hand over the microphone to you. Where is Mama? Kaka, gbajidivie. Mama, madakuku gbajidivie.
No, merci, lo.
Gbajidivie. We have been supported on this journey. Team at Ghana. Have the CEO, Mr. Akwesi Ajeman, joining us this evening. Would like to invite him to say a few words. So for those of you who are here, you can give it up for him. And then if you are sitting at home too, you can also give it up for him as he shares some few words with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ago.
Amen.
Good evening, esteemed guests watching us from far and near. On behalf of the Ghana Tourism Authority, we are quite excited that we've been invited to share a few words. First, let me congratulate you for your 10th anniversary of this Ghana month. I mean, only multimedia can do this. And so we congratulate you. We appreciate what you are doing to promote our country, Ghana. For us at the Tourism Authority, we stand on three principles. One, to promote Ghana as a destination. And through that, we've seen some growth in our numbers, both internationally and domestically. Last year, for example, we had about 1.4 million people travel to tourist sites in the country. A growth of about 50% from the previous year. And it's thanks to what the work that the media is doing for us. Secondly, we also want to appeal to all of us. It's our shared responsibility to preserve what we have as a country. So throughout the journey that you're going to embark on, the various tourist sites and attractions, please let's take care of nature, let's take care of what we have, and let's make sure that what God has given us, we're able to preserve it. And finally, we stand on partnerships. And so I want to thank all the media who have been very, very supportive, and especially the multimedia group for all that you do to help us promote Ghana. This is the only country that we have. We need to celebrate it. And what better way can we celebrate it than to celebrate Ghana month in the month of March? So on that note, we congratulate you. We thank you all for tuning in and for watching us. And I believe that you all participate in the various activities. Thank you, and may God bless us all. Thank you very much. Mama, they say I should call you. Grandma, oh, you want us to dance?
What are you?
We are going to dance. Thank you very much.
She said everything. Everything is in accordance with my Bible. Shije no ni wole Ghana month Bible. We ka se gbe ken ke Ghana month Bible na twin ni ma ke bunuku. Wona Bible ne. Ken na Bible ne be. In kai chuchu blema. He. Ye to ni kenye no ni kai e. Eh? Are you ready for my history?
Yes.
Are you ready to listen to my gist?
Yes.
Okay. Agbene, you can't fear to money yet. Why you saw much to me? No, what about when ye, ye che, ke bi, ke mumu konkrong belami. Mova ma ye, amen.
Amen.
What clen clen ye more, our first Bible reading will be taken from Ghana month Bible chapter 4 verse 11 to 16. My focus will be on the old polo grounds. The old polo grounds hold a revered place in Ghana's history, serving as the crucible for the country's independence movement. On March 6th, 1957, this very location in Accra became the focal point of a monumental event. It was here that Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, the leader of the Gold Coast campaign for independence from British colonial rule, he proclaimed the birth of Ghana as an independent nation amidst a large gathering of Ghanaians and international dignitaries. Nkrumah delivered his iconic speech, declaring, "At long last, the battle has ended. And this was the dawn of Ghana's freedom and its emergence as the first sub-Saharan African country to gain independence from colonial rule." You see, the importance of the old polo grounds extends beyond the declaration of independence. It symbolizes struggle, resilience, and the triumph of Ghanaians. It marks the spot where Ghanaians rallied for their rights, voiced their aspirations for self-governance, and took a definitive steps towards shaping their own destiny. The event that unfolded at the old polo grounds ignited a wave of independence movement across Africa, making it not just a national landmark, but a beacon of hope and aspiration for the entire continent. Today, the old polo grounds stands as a testament to Ghana's rich history and its enduring legacy to freedom and self-determination. Is somebody in the house? Are you listening to the word of God?
Yes.
If you are inspired by the word of God, I want to hear you shout, amen.
Amen.
It is not yet time for offering. I would like to read the second Bible reading. And this will be taken from the Ghana Month Bible, chapter 10, verse 10. A brief story about Nkrumah. Kwame Nkrumah, a visionary leader and founding father of Ghana, steered the nation from colonial rule to independence on March 6, 1957, becoming its first prime minister. And later, anyways, well, you know, in your mind, we have been Antonino to Mesania inside near Nunufio Nimba. No, what came by Maba channel? I will continue for you. Just relax and wait for me. Mimba, onu. Hey, I'll try back quick. Mom, want me more. Hey.
I want to see you, Kwame Nkrumah Showboy. Kwame Nkrumah Showboy. Kwame Nkrumah Showboy. I want to see you, Kwame Nkrumah Showboy. I want to see you, Kwame Nkrumah Showboy.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, many of us then didn't even understand though, but we were just happy. We were just running around shouting, singing. And many of us didn't even know what Nkrumah meant. We cheered him on. He passed, freedom, 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 freedom. Truth be told, it was a march like you always have to be there to watch it. Reflecting on his words today, I am very, very proud I witnessed that day. And I am sure Joy 99.7 and Latif Abubakar's Globe production is going to give you a historic experience.
Ascended. And that Ghana, your beloved country, is free forever. Hooray! And here again, I want to take the opportunity to thank the chiefs and the people of this country, the youth, the farmers, the women who have so nobly Fortune Wonders. But also, I want to thank the valiant ex-servicemen who have so prayed with me in this mighty task of freeing our country from foreign rule and imperialism. As I pointed out at Salt Pond, I made it quite clear that from now on today, we must change our attitudes, our minds. We must realize that from now on, we are no more a colonial, but a free and independent people. Yes. But also, that, as I pointed out, also entails hard work. Depending upon the millions of the country, the chiefs, and the people to help me reshape the destiny of this country.
Yes.
We are prepared to build it up and make it a nation that will be respected by any other nation in the world.
Yay. Yes.
We know we are going to have difficult beginning.
Yes.
But again, I'm relying upon your support. I'm relying upon your hard work. Seeing you in your thousands, it doesn't matter how far my eye goes.
Never.
I can see you are here in your millions.
Yes.
And my last warning to you is that you also stand firm behind us so that we can prove to the world that when the African is given the chance, he can show the world that he's somebody.
Yes.
Yes.
We are not waiting. We shall not go back to sleep.
Never.
No more.
No, never.
Today, from now on, there is a new African in the world.
Yes.
That new African is ready to fight his own battles.
Yes.
And show that, yes, after all, the black man is capable of managing his own affairs.
Yes.
We are going to demonstrate to the world, to the other nations, young as we are, that we are prepared to lay our own foundations.
Mm-hmm.
As I said at the assembly a few minutes ago, I made a point that we are going to see that we create our own African personality and identity.
Yes.
It is the only way we can show the world that we are ready to fight our own battles.
Oh, yes.
But today, may I call upon you all that on this great day, let us remember that nothing in the world can be done unless it has the purpose and support of God. We have won the battle. And we again rededicate ourselves not only in our struggle to emancipate all other territories in Africa. Our independence is meaningless unless it is linked up with the total liberation of the African continent.
Yay!
Woo, woo.
But let us all, fellow Ghanaians, let us all, for only 2 seconds, in the thousands and millions, I want to ask you to pause for only 1 minute and ask God for his blessings. Only 1 minute, and thank God for having brought us out of difficulty, obstacles, imprisonment, hardship and suffering to have brought us to the end of our trouble today. 1 minute silence. Ghana is free forever.
Yeah!
Yeah! And here, I will ask the band to play the Ghana national anthem.
Warden chair for ship bonnet, a job of a waffle. What a measure of she done in a mepok and a walk. A jimmy can walk better, I can walk a echo.
Janile ke eswa mope ane worship ole no Yabani ne hawo male eswa mo ahi wo
Kecha ke
mpo ile
Echa ke
wofe wono
No le chi
sandeko
Yesa ima
biale
Echa ke
wofe wono
I want to thank all those who came from abroad to witness this occasion. Yeah, I wish to quote Marcus Garvey. Once upon a time, he said, he looked throughout the world to find people. He looked around. He could not find one. He said he was going to create one. Marcus Garvey did not succeed. But today, the work of Rousseau, the work of Marcus Garvey, the work of Agre and Kesley Hayford, the work of these illustrious men who have gone before us, particular moment.
Yes.
Freedom!
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 Freedom! Freedom!
May God bless you.
You have witnessed it. You have witnessed this historic event. Are you not happy?
We are happy.
Oh, Nkrumah. Nkrumah show boy. Lele show boy. Nkrumah. A pure show. I'm coming to continue my Bible reading. I told you I was going to get food to eat. Actually, these Gen Z's cook for me to come and eat it. Oh, yeah, hey, Indomie. Meaning, get Indomie, Yafi. Chimbanku, a loco conte, Kakatia, when you name Ayo, or a whole Indomie. After that, she should eat the Indomie. I'm going to look for Banku or coming somewhere. It won't me laugh. See, I'll tell you my story. So, we are going to continue our Bible reading from
the Ghana Month Bible, chapter 10, verses 10. I started and I left. So I'm taking from where I started. I hope you were listening. Yes. So under his leadership, Ghana emerged as a symbol of African independence and a vocal advocate for the liberation of African countries still under colonial rule. Nkrumah's tenure was marked by ambition aimed at laying the groundwork for Ghana's development, including the construction of Akosombo Dam, which generated hydroelectric power for the Volta River project, and the establishment of a lot of schools and universities, education and literacy. Nkrumah, staunch proponent of Africanism, striving for a united Africa that could leverage its collective strength to the global stage. However, his administration also faced a lot of problems, leading to political unrest. In 1966, while on a state visit to North Vietnam and China, Nkrumah's government was overthrown in a military coup, marking the end of his presidency in Ghana. Indeed, Nkrumah never dies. Due to his adorable leadership style, a new chapter opened for him. Sekou Toure, president of Guinea-Conakry, made him his co-president. He lived in Guinea, where he continued to advocate for Pan-Africanism until his death in Bucharest, Romania, on April 27, 1972, due to cancer. His body was returned to Ghana, where he was given a ceremonial burial in his hometown in Krofu. Though his remains were later reinterred in the mausoleum in Accra, designed as part of the Nkrumah Memorial Park. The park, which hosts the statue of one of Nkrumah's popular quotes, "We move neither east nor west, we face forward." These words, pronounced by Nkrumah during the Cold War, express the desire to break from the long history of oppression and dependency in Africa, which was retained vis-a-vis the great powers. Nkrumah's legacy lives on in Ghana and across Africa, with statues built in his image, street, university structures named after him, always remembered for his contribution to Ghana's independence. His vision for Africa and his enduring influence on the Pan-African movement, a founding member of the now AU and the Pan-African movement. The man who still won the African Man of the Millennium 34 years after his death. Indeed, he lives on. Nkrumah, indeed, was a show boy. You see, I think I'm getting tired. I have to go and look for my kokonte, Gigi, Kenkati wonu ni ye ni. Car chair will stick to her indomie. Me, I'm going to look for kokonte. So please, wait for me as I go and look for my kokonte and come. Atre.
Ghana, 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 Gh nenye yaya toy nenye oblonde tu obaba gana niba gana gana niba gana gana niba yaya toy nenye yaya toy nenye oblonde tu obaba gana niba maule plonde die gana niba maule plonde die gana niba maule plonde die gana niba gana niba gana niba maule plonde die gana niba maule plonde die gana niba maule plonde die gana niba gana niba gana niba.
This, oh, mini sane pone. Atwe. Ah. Mini ne. Jesus. Hey. Jesus. See? Was that a bomb or it was thunder? Yehovah. That bomb was not aimed at Nkrumah, but to the rest of Africa. Think through it very well. And remember again, Nkrumah never dies.